The blood moon has risen. It is time to tell stories of the strange and sometimes terrifying. A black cat brings us a true story. A vampire bat bites into a tall tale.
An owl flies in a story from other worlds.
Greetings. This is Blood Moon Podcast. I'm the Blood Moon host. At last, the animal totems have returned to tell stories of the strange and sometimes terrifying, for it has been a long time since the last episode. Thank you for joining us after a long absence. This episode will be a montage of stories describing accounts of disembodied voices and strange phone calls, ranging from the ghostly to the alien. Now turn up the sound and turn off the lights. The black cat and owl bring you
Voices from Nowhere.
It was just another fun afternoon for Linda in her Connecticut home. Linda and her friend Jennifer decided that their next project would be creating a mock radio show. The project involved making cassette tape recordings in which the pair would act as DJs.
This is the DJ Ellen J Show. We spin nothing but the coolest records. Here's one of our faves.
The girls were startled. The music was coming from the speakers of an unplugged record player.
Linda?
They ran to Linda's father to tell the story. Then they realized that their recording may contain the eerie music. Back in Linda's bedroom, they played the tape.
1, 2, 3. This is the DJ Ellen J Show. We spin nothing but the coolest records. Here's one of our faves. Linda?
Then something else came through on the recording.
Let me out.
The late Dr. Carla Turner was a college professor in Texas with a doctorate in Old English Studies. She was also a researcher and author on the subject of UFO abductions. Her husband Elton had seen a large metallic sphere hovering not far from their home. He took a short walk for a better view. When he returned, Elton realized that a 10-minute excursion somehow became 45 minutes of missing time. Soon both Carla and Elton experienced great stress, but but the source of it was unknown. Carla convinced her husband to undergo post-hypnotic regression in an effort to discover the source of stress. As he laid on the couch, he began his account, and then without warning, he sprang upward in great distress. "I see a face. I see a gigantic ship in the sky. It's the size of a small city."
"Hello? Hello?"
An eruption of bizarre vocalizations blared through the phone. For Terry, it was another busy workday at the telemarketing company. Her computer auto-dialed the home of the next potential customer. An older gentleman answered.
"Hello."
"Hi, sir. I'm looking for Mr. Smith."
"This is Mr. Smith."
The telemarketer gave the pitch, just as she had done so many times before.
"How much will this cost? We're on Social Security and we cannot spend too much money."
Before she could answer, another voice interrupted the conversation. The voice of an older woman.
"Hello?
Hi, I'm speaking with Mr. Smith."
"I'm sorry, but he passed away 3 years ago."
At this point, Terry was unfazed and followed up on the statement.
"Is there someone else I could have been talking to?"
"No, honey, I'm here by myself. Can I help you?"
The blood drained from the telemarketer's face.
No, thank you. Have a nice day."
The next day, Terry's supervisor called the phone number in order to ensure that there wasn't an intruder inside the Smith's home. Mrs. Smith convinced the supervisor that indeed, she was alone in the house. Before we tell the next story, I ask you to help me keep the animal totems happy. Please subscribe, review, and tell your family and friends about Blood Moon Podcast. We also invite you to follow us on Instagram at The Blood Moon Podcast. Now, back to the stories of the strange and sometimes terrifying. Don Estrella was a public relations officer at the United Nations who also had his share of strange experiences. For instance, in 1967, he accompanied author John Keel to West Virginia for one of Keel's investigations into unexplained events. This was the period of the infamous Mothman encounters. At another time, Estrella, along with some friends, were involved in a bizarre accident on a desolate road in New Hampshire. Their car crashed into an invisible object. On one particular day, he decided to visit a friend living on Long Island. Meanwhile, the phone rang at his friend's home.
"Yeah, hello?"
"Hello,
Don?" "Don isn't here. He hasn't arrived yet."
"304-820-573-919. 304-820-573-919.
Estrella's friend accused him of playing a prank. That is until he learned that Estrella was on the train at the time of the call. Warren Godfrey and his wife, Gwen, had lived in a house in Huntsville, Alabama. A house that contained something that didn't want them living there. It started with a sensation of being watched. At times, they felt someone was following them. Over time, noises began to disrupt the peace. A crescendo of sound would crack the ceilings and walls, followed by silence. Soon the entire house would host an array of sounds, some of which indicated the movement of an unseen presence. As severe depression took hold of the couple, the noise became more frequent. The situation ate away at their happiness and hopes for a pleasant life in their home.
Who's there?
It's coming from over there, too. There has to be someone outside.
Whoever's knocking, stop!
These events challenged Warren, a scientist who was working for NASA at the time, but he soon accepted the reality of the haunting, especially after his wife took a photograph of their daughter with a Kodak Instamatic camera. The image revealed the profile of an individual wearing a hat. This unknown person was not present at the time of the picture. The noise would take a frightful turn. The couple would be enjoying a night's sleep, only for it to be disturbed by disembodied voices. The sound of men arguing would spring Warren into action. But he could never find who or what was responsible for the racket. Shortly thereafter, the sounds of laughter and a crying woman would reverberate through their bedroom. The Godfreys were unable to find any logical explanation for the mysterious sounds. In each of these cases, it seems as though the voices came from nowhere. The Blood Moon is setting. This episode was written by Andrew Carey. Spoken dialogue provided by Andrew Carey, Jane Carey, Melissa Chabom, Jill Wilkins, and Lily Wilkins. Music and sound effects by Blood Moon Podcast. Other sound effects are from Freesound's library and freesound.org. Sources for this episode are in the show's notes. Just one reminder before the night is done. If you have a strange experience you want us to tell, please make your submission at bloodmoonpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.